from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. The New York hush money trial of Donald Trump, focusing this morning on whether the former president violated the gag order in the case numerous times. ABC's Mark Remillard has more.
Prosecutors calling Trump's alleged violations a, quote, very real threat to the integrity of the judicial proceedings, as they point to at least 10 social media posts that they say violated the court's gag order. Prosecutors even telling the court they plan to file additional allegations over comments Trump made on camera yesterday about Michael Cohen, his former attorney and a key witness in the case.
It's ABC's Mark Remillard, the judge in the case, reserving a decision, meaning no ruling on the contempt issue as of right now. As Trump sits in court, President Biden heads to the state where Trump spends much of his time to campaign.
Florida is set to impose a six-week abortion ban next week, a move that will impact not just women in that state, but across the South, with Florida considered to be a safe haven for women seeking abortions, given restrictions in the surrounding states. His campaign says President Biden today in Tampa will forcefully advocate for reproductive freedom and criticize Donald Trump for boasting about his role in appointing justices to the Supreme Court, which overturned Roe v. Wade. This is the president's first major campaign event focused on this issue, one Democrats want to keep front and center until November. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
More pro-Palestinian protests on college campuses. 150 arrests made at NYU last night as police in riot gear cleared out tents that protesters had set up. The Senate voting today on that $95 billion aid package to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. ABC Selena Wang's at the White House.
$60 billion is going to Ukraine. They've been running out of ammunition, so this would resupply their defenses and could help slow down Russia's advances. Now, President Biden spoke to Ukrainian President Zelensky yesterday, vowing to sign this into law as soon as possible.
Checking the markets this hour, the Dow is up 216 points. You're listening to ABC News. Facing charges today, the man accused of invading the official home of the mayor of Los Angeles, Getty House.
Today, investigators are going to present the case to prosecutors for potential charges against that suspect, who they say smashed through a glass door to break into the mayor's home Sunday morning. Now, officials say the mayor and some of her family members were home at the time. According to the LA Times, that suspect made his way up to the second floor with the mayor hiding in a safe room.
That's ABC's Trevor Ault outside Getty House in Los Angeles. City of Baltimore says a ship that slammed into the Key Bridge, taking it down last month, never should have been sailing. It accuses the ship's owners of failing to fix known power problems, the company trying to limit its liability in the accident. Our love affair with coffee, as hot as ever.
The National Coffee Association reports that 67% of American adults have drunk at least one cup in the past day. Back in 2004, under half had done so. But there is international competition brewing. The average U.S. coffee drinker has 2.7 cups per day, compared to Finland's 4 cups per day. In fact, Finnish workers are legally mandated 2 10-minute coffee breaks per shift. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Higher prices for cars helping to hit the gas on the first quarter profits for General Motors. Despite a dip in sales in the first quarter, net income for GM rose more than 25% to just under $3 billion, driven by sales of pickup trucks. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.